everyone. Welcome to the Good Work Show. We're still in social distancing mode, but we have another fun drop-in show for you today. So, special guest, what is your name?
Greetings and salutation. My name is John Thomas.
So, yes, yeah, so John is a friend of the Good Work Show, and he's a finance guy, but we know him best for his work with nonprofits. And so tell us about your, tell us about the nonprofit that you're connected to.
So I'm connected to two. Back on My Feet. My Feet is a running organization that support homeless individuals and getting them back on my feet via running, and getting set up on getting them back on my feet from employment and really from homelessness as well. But we do it through a running, you know, curriculum that's set up where the individuals have to commit to a certain number of days throughout the week that they come in the morning time. And as a group, we all run together. Also on Saturday mornings, we run together just to, you know, look at health as another caveat of getting back on their feet. Second organization is USA Track and Field. So USA Track and Field, I sit on the Finance and Budget Committee. So of course, a lot of people know USA Track and Field, but that's USA Track and Field over Georgia. Those are the two organizations that I'm a part of. As you can see, both of them have to do with running. So that's a big part of my life. So, you know, serving those organizations, it doesn't feel like work because I enjoy running so much and it's a part of my life. So when I, you know, was looking at, you know, nonprofit organizations or a way to give back, I wanted something I can be, you know, passionate about, and it doesn't feel like work at all.
So John has some construction happening.
Yes.
Yes.
That is not your feet running right now.
No, unfortunately. But that, you know, to get away from the construction sometimes, I do get out and run. Because after a while, it's like, okay, this is getting to me.
Yeah. But
it's good.
Yeah.
So John, you do run. So right now, so in our, as we call it, our COVID times, we talk about just how these things are impacting just a normal day of normal life. So all three of us typically would not be sitting at home right now on a whatever day of the week this is, because can't really keep track anymore. So talk to us about how that impacts you as a runner and tell everybody the insane amount that you actually run on a normal basis. And
I was looking at this last night and I had my best month ever running. When I say, I would say ever, because last year when I was training, maybe 2 years ago when I was training for Chicago Marathon, during the summer, I got up to about 190 miles. And I was just training for a marathon. So that's kind of, that's extreme because I'm training for something, but you know, not training for anything, to run 175 miles last month was a lot. But, you know, I was already in conditioning mode because I was scheduled to run Boston Marathon, which on April 20th got rescheduled to September 20th to 14th. So my day, you know, now it's a little different because I wake up in the morning time. My runs have now been after the market close at the 4 o'clock. And with the weather, you know, being in the 60s, the 70s during that time, it's perfect. So it came to me, like, and I get tired of hearing the sound. It's like, okay, I can't wait to get to the market close just to get away. Or I would try to do it at 2, looking at what, you know, Zoom meetings or something like that I have going on. And I'd be like, okay, I can get away for an hour. Or, you know, I'm located here on Peachtree. I'm about to, from my place to Lenox is 3 miles. So I would do Lenox and back, and that's 6. So that's, for me, that was like an easy run. I would, you know, anytime I run to Lenox, you know, Mall, and back. That's an easy 6 miles. You know, coming back is downhill. So it was good conditioning. I can definitely tell the difference in just my sleep pattern and working out and having a routine. Because that was the first part of it. You know, working from home, I was just about to go crazy because it's just... But I will say, you know, with the COVID, when everything happened, like, initially, and this was really funny because I've been training for the marathon, and then I go from training for the marathon, you know, to working from home, and I said, come go out for a run. The first mile, for that first, like, couple of days, around the end of March, anxiety was, like, on another level. I mean, I could not breathe getting up the hill, but it wasn't like not being conditioned. It was how anxiety just takes over you. And I'm thinking, like, I'm seeing people on the sidewalk and I'm like, don't breathe. Don't talk to me. Like, you know.
Well, hold on. I want to ask you about that. Do you run with a mask? Because there's been lots of, like, you know, so when I work out, and I don't run like nearly as much as you run, but my mom is reading all of this stuff about working out, and she's like, well, you know, you shouldn't be running at all. And then there was this article that, you know, there's backdraft of people breathing. Yeah. And if you're running, you have to stay even further distant than 6 feet because you're breathing harder and it goes fast. So are you listening to all of that? And what precautions are you taking as far as, like, you're running when you're around people?
Yeah. And I read some of those, you know, articles and research, and, you know, it's many that also say that they would have to be like the right amount of droplets that you actually have to breathe in at that particular moment before you can, you know, catch it or get anything. So yeah, think about it, but my thing is 6 feet. So I kind of try to get 6 feet from, being close to somebody. But then I think about it, you know, because I run on Peachtree, you know, and I'm coming up, I'm like, well, if I'm worrying about 6 feet and the wind and this blowing, I'm like, well, they can be 12 feet in front of me, but if the trucks is going this way and they got droplets, so that wind is going to blow it right there by me anyway. So I'm like, even if I am 6 feet, I mean, it's actually like on 1 foot, you know, it's like, when you really start breaking this thing down, I'm like, are we factoring in wind?
All doing so, physics out here, trying to figure out how to, like, dodge droplets.
Yeah. Do you run with the mask on? Are you wearing a mask?
I don't have a mask on. So okay. Basically what I started doing is running routes or roads, side streets where it's less people. What happens with that is there can be some heat. So the runs have become difficult runs because most people dodge hills. They like to run in a flat. Mm-hmm. So some of my runs have been some really difficult runs. Because of I'm just trying to dodge the people, or I look at the time of day that I'm going out. You know, if I go out, you know, midday right now, there's not gonna be anybody right.
Oh, like, so I realize that. Are we interrupting your prime run time right now for you being your guest on the show?
Sweet spot is 2 to 4. Is like a sweet time.
Well, it's not going to be anymore now that you've told everybody all the millions of people that listen to the Good Work Show.
Now, what are you doing about dogs? Because now you're running on side streets, so now you have to dodge people's dogs who are in the yard.
I told my mom, she said the same thing. She said, you're not worrying about dogs. I said, Mom, these are not dogs in the country. These dogs here.
Real treatment. Any dogs?
You know, in the area that I run in Buckhead, let's just say that the dogs are not on leash, you know. They all be looking at they speak to me too. They just throw their hand. I'm like, the dog even just nod at me. I'm like, y'all dog is obedient. Okay.
Okay, so I have a real question though. Okay, so you're on the board for USA Track and Field for Atlanta. So with the Olympics being canceled or postponed or whatever, what are the athletes doing? Like, what's the situation with, you know, athletes who are at that caliber and what they're doing now? Because we can see, like, on Instagram, I follow a lot of NBA players and they're still kind of working out. You can see that they're trying.
Earlier, do you follow one?
No, I follow a lot of them, but I really only pay attention to
okay. Just to clarify.
You follow everybody, but she reads what LeBron is doing.
Right. Yes, just in case any of those, yeah, just in case any of those other people mention LeBron, she follows them.
Well, that's true. Yes.
You can't really do that because, look, LeBron got a whole NBA gym in house. You know, you got somebody, a rookie, he don't have all that.
Well, that's true. But so, I mean, so, but what are the athletes doing? What are the track athletes doing? Because this would have been their time to like be getting out there and doing that. So obviously that's been not taken away from them, but you know, they don't have that option to do that. So how are they staying up and what are you all doing in terms of USA Track and Field to kind of keep them engaged?
So, you know, a lot of them being engaged from a, you know, you can look at from just a competition side of things. You know, you want to keep your level, you know, basically of conditioning up, knowing that the Olympics is going to be really in a year, right? So, but because she was almost at the peak of your training, you could take some time off. Or basically you bring your train out. So basically mostly, you know, you sit with your coach and you redo your plan. So basically your training plan is going to change. You may be going from, let's just say if you was a marathon runner or you know, conditioning for, you know, a speed, you know, conditioning, you run less miles now. You know, you may have been doing 100 miles a month, I mean a week. You may go back down to 70, you know, just an example, just throwing numbers out there. So you just, you know, go with, you know, sit with your coach and redo your plan. Same thing for, you know, a lot of amateur runners who are training for marathons that now has been moved from the summer. Like the Peachtree Road Race, just, you know, been moved from July 4th to Thanksgiving Day. So now you're just going to change your training, the number of miles that you're doing. No need of trying to do all those miles now and get your body, just working your body and, you know, your muscles need a break. So you're really, you know, from a USA Track and Field, we're just supporting the athletes in those training plans and also sanctioned events because there are, you know, still many different meets and things that have been canceled as well. So communicating that with the players, support with the runners and supporting them and just being there for them as a you know, a bouncing, you know, to answer questions and things of that nature.
Cool.
Yeah.
So the other thing that outside of running, John is a Goodwill supporter.
Yes.
Yes.
And yes. Has things around the house. So he was sharing with us before we started recording a find that he has. So do you want to share with everybody, what's on your table, John?
Yeah. So I've been in my condo for 3 years now, and when I was going through the process of finding different things, you know, being a bachelor, you know, you don't have certain things. So I went to the Goodwill and I bought me a salt shaker. And to this day, after 3 years, I still have my price tag still on my salt shaker here, and nobody has said anything about it. I think my mom may have said something about it before, but not having guests, I don't have nothing to worry about. So I am definitely a supporter of Goodwill. You know, going in and purchasing things, as well as, what was it, two months ago? I'm lost in the months. We did the Goodwill at Morgan Stanley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Had the week of donations there at work. So I definitely believe in the Goodwill mission. Definitely.
Fantastic. And we can tell that that's like 3 years old because for those of you who have not been in a Goodwill store since then or you're a recent shopper, you know, we don't write on the items anymore than we used to. Now we have tags that we stick on there so you can easily remove it. So yes, so we know that that is a genuine old school Goodwill find.
Yes. Now the question is, are there things in your house now that have tags on them from Goodwill? Like, do you just not take the tags off?
I have a couple of ties that I haven't, because I got them back in March, I think end of February, March. I haven't worn them yet.
Yeah.
And I haven't tie, a shirt tie, anything, you know, in the last month and a half. So yeah, they still have the tag on it.
So I got a question.
I take my Goodwill shopping on the road. I bought a suit in Chicago. I was going for a marathon, and my sister, who had basically really got me going to Goodwill from day one, she was like, oh, you have to always go to this, you know, Goodwill when you come up here. So went up there, and let me tell you something. That was a nice suit. And it was a nice suit that was Chicago, you know, thick wool fabric. Oh, my goodness, I love that suit. But, yeah. No, I'm
sitting here, like, really thinking about this suit. Like, I mean.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite.
Fine. So I have a question because, you know, this is apparently casual day. Every day is casual day for most people now. If you're working from home. When is the last time anybody put on a belt? Because I put on a belt. I had to go out of the house last, actually it was on Monday, because I went to one of our store locations and we were prepping for, you know, kind of reopen and looking at safety measures. But I had on a pair of jeans that I needed to put on a belt. That was the first time I put on a belt in a month. It was fine. I didn't have any, like, I could still do it, but it was just so random that I was like, I've not put on a belt in at least a month.
I did it once, and it was a pair of jeans that I wore out to Target. And yeah, but everything else has been, I mean, so I used to be in healthcare years ago. I had scrubs on the other day, and I went to Publix and some scrubs. I was like,
you were trying to get that healthcare worker discount. Don't.
I looked at the back and had the cab medical on there. I was like, all right, well, just look, don't walk up to me and ask me nothing.
What you were trying to do was go in on that early, like, shopping hour so you could pass as a medical worker so you could get your food.
I'm glad you just put that on my shirt. So, you know what? I've been trying to find some Lysol, and I bet you don't.
You qualify for elderly hours, so you can just go on anyway.
Fridays is healthcare and first responders.
Yeah.
At Publix. So yeah. I can do it on a Friday. Yeah. Any other day, yeah. I'm not a senior citizen yet, but yeah.
When's the last time you put on a belt, Trenise?
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was thinking the other day, I just need to start putting on real shoes again and just, like, walking around the house in heels just to, like, reacclimate myself to walking in real shoes again, just because I'm like
about that same thing. I was like, I'm not going to be able to walk in heels, and that's going to be a problem for me because majority, if I don't have heels, it's tennis shoes. I don't have any feet.
I've been in my UGG house shoes because they're nice and warm. And flip-flops. I had on my Chucks the other day. Like, I haven't put on shoes for real in a long time. So I'm like, I might just have to start walking around in some heels just to feel like I'm trying to edge myself back into the real world. So maybe that'll be the day I wear a belt and heels.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to change my dress code coming out of this.
No more bow ties.
I am loving the... Let's say the savings that I'm having from the cleaner.
Oh yeah.
Like, I mean, it's like the small things like that. I'm like, what in the world? Like, the money I was spending at the cleaners, you know, just on like dress shirts and suits going in. So now I decided, you know what? I'm gonna have like the blazer and just like a mop shirt or something up under, like, you know, some type of easy. But I'm back, you know, you think about it, you get used to this, and I'm like, okay, I can do a lot of meetings, like, from home, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, and they're talking about, when they get us back in the office, I might be in the office, and I might be here until, you know, September.
I really feel like the world needs to take a good look at how often do you really need to go out of your house? We should be on a schedule. Traffic is great. There's less car pollution. It should, like, you should... There's not a lot of need.
Yeah, I realize I really like my house. I really like my house.
And I'm an outdoors person. Like, one day in the house without going outside, I'm good.
Two. No, you can go outside. You just don't have to like go to work, or you don't.
Right.
Get in my car and then ride. I need to see a stoplight. I just need to go.
I said you didn't grow up with no stoplights. Why you need stoplights now?
I grew up with one. You know what? I need to see at least one stoplight.
Seeing no
stoplights, I feel you know what? The first time I feel like I've never been on it, and I hope Lord I never would be on it. House arrest. I'm like, if house arrest, I'm like, this is house arrest. Like, what in the world? Like, I don't need to be on house arrest until I get like this, you know, what's that old Tyler Perry mansion that's 20,000 square feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be on house 20,000 square feet. Yeah. You know what? Because I can just run around, get lost, forgot a room I never went in. That's good house arrest. But you know.
The funny thing is what you said, I don't need to be on house arrest until. I don't need to be on house arrest, period.
Yeah. So once I have a big house, I'm like, you know what? I might do something.
What crime can I commit to get on house arrest?
It can't be nothing major, because you know major stuff you don't get house arrest. Like I need to do something like, you know, I don't know.
You can't always be assured that you're gonna get house arrest even if it is minor. So you might want to rethink that. Lawyer.
You need a good lawyer. All the ones that be on TV, you know.
Call the strong arm.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's on house arrest. I do think there needs to be a concerted plan. I would say at least for traffic, because I can now get to everywhere I need to go in 30 minutes, which if you know where I live, that's
a road trip. You had a lunchbox come out there where you at.
Right. So to keep that sort of sanity in my life, I have to go places.
People should live in South Carolina.
Yeah, but people should only drive now from now on certain days. Just get all your stuff done on certain days.
Okay.
Or go by your tag. If your tag starts with whatever this section of letters or numbers, you can go on this day. That'll be easy to make it easy for law enforcement to see whether you're out when you shouldn't be. I just feel like it's
good. First of all, it is 2020. You shouldn't have to go anywhere. Window tags. Tags at this point should be mailed and just be there the next day. Like some of this stuff.
I'm talking about your vehicle tag. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I'm talking about those kind of tags. You need that should be sent to you.
It is.
They are sent to you.
I'm saying on your car when you.
Della, that paper
this conversation that, has officially gone off the rails.
Where are you going to get your tag?
No,
never mind.
No. If your vehicle tag starts with A through F or 1 through 4, then you can go on Monday. If it
I got you. Okay. I thought you said something else. Yeah. Okay. I'm with you. Yeah. But then no, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Why?
Yeah.
Just no.
Good luck, because then I'm going to tell my wife, look, I need to go out today. Let me drive your car.
I have a wife. That's a moot point.
It's like, I'm going to just go get a wife so we can go out the house 2 days a week. I don't, you know, that's all I'm here for. I just need an extra car. Just get another car. Wouldn't it be cheaper just to get a second car?
Yeah.
Your car, weekend car.
All you have to do is plan your life around your day. I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to be going out that much anyway. Well, you can run everywhere you go.
Well, that's true. I mean, you can run the Linux. You don't need a car.
That was a little low blow there.
No, what? No, I was saying that was legit.
You could too if you didn't stay out in South Carolina.
I'm not as strong of a runner as you. I'm not running 100 miles in 1 month. Or anywhere near that. So, if I get a good 3, 4, 5 in a week, I'm actually like that.
I mean, I did. Look, you might not do 100 miles, okay? But I did see a video. I don't know who it was, but somebody was on the track. They did 100 feet.
I did some sprints, and they were 50-yard dashes, so yes.
She was maxed out, but she was in high gear. I was like, this girl, she is ready. Talking about the Olympics, we're going to put you on the USATF. Come on.
The way you were, I was not that fast. I was not that fast. Like,
okay, all right. You was reliving your track days. You was having a
flashback. I never ran track. That's the thing. So part of my practice was my daughter coaching me about how I should start, because I never learned how to run out of blocks, because I just never was comfortable going down and then coming back up. So she was actually trying to get me. She did run track for a little bit. So she was trying to teach me how to run and start that way. But I wasn't very good at it. So
yeah, you seem very stubborn.
But it's okay. All right, guys.
We're glad that I'm just so glad that you're out there. Next time there's a friend, a coworker, you know, a sister by the name of Trinise. I don't know if you know her, but you know, extend the invitation.
I would extend the invitation, except for I already know what the answer is gonna be. So
but first of all,
I'm not gonna waste my time.
Just imagine this is a cup in one of the coffee places. You can come out there with a cup. What are we running to today?
Your coffee mug. No. Denise has figured out how to make her own Starbucks level coffee at home.
I have.
I bought some and it just didn't come out the way that. Now, the first batch I tried to do with Starbucks, the first week I did a Dunkin' Donut. Yeah, so I bought me some, you know, Starbucks coffee. And let me tell you, that coffee was so strong. I was like, oh, my God. So here it is. So let me tell you, I love talking about myself because sometimes it's funny. I have to laugh at myself. So the Dunkin' Donut, I use three scoops. Three 1 tablespoon scoops, right? So I'm looking at the bag of the Starbucks. I was doing the numbers and the math and everything because, you know, I got to break this thing down. I did the math and that thing said 7. I was like, 7 seems like a lot compared to 3. But I'm going to go ahead and go with the numbers I did. I did the math. I mean, so I put 7 in there. Man.
It was
so strong.
What size pot did you have?
Well, it was a 2-cup.
Oh, Jesus.
I was doing, look, I don't blame me. I blame Starbucks. Starbucks did put the wrong math on there.
This makes me so worried. If that's the way you do math, I'm worried about a lot of personal issues right now, because if that's how you do math,
right?
Look,
we don't have to have a conversation after this.
I'm a logical person. Like, the numbers say this. Look, that's why I'm not a poet. I don't like to write. Don't ask me about how the poem. What was the feeling of the poem? I don't know. I didn't write it. I don't know. But you give me some science and some math, because you can't get it wrong. It's right there. Do the numbers.
So you just have to have the right tools.
You can't get it wrong, apparently.
Apparently. So you're going to have to send me your address, because there is something from Williams-Sonoma that will help you make the perfect cup of coffee every time. So I'll send it to you.
Okay. Do I have to invest anymore?
No, I'm gonna buy it for you and send it to you.
Oh, well, you know what?
That's very generous.
You know what? Your mom always said you was good. You know, you was good for something. But she said, you know what? Trinise definitely has a good heart. I said, yes, ma'am. She does. Yes.
Oh.
So anyway, we're on a positive note, this is where we're gonna end today, because I have a feeling this could deteriorate at any minute.
No, we're always on a good note. Elaine, what's your shirt say? Fight back.
Oh yes, it says fight back with boxing gloves against Parkinson's. So this is my shirt that I got from Tidal Boxing Company, and they do every year they do a fundraiser, and they sell fight back things, because people with Parkinson's, my grandmother passed away from Parkinson's a few years ago, and so they use a lot of boxing for hand-eye coordination to help people with Parkinson's get back and sort of learn how to do that. And so since I'm into boxing, I thought the shirt would be cool. So supporting Rocksteady Boxing, which is the company that does it. So
what's going on with the leadership? What are y'all doing right now?
Leadership Atlanta, we are doing good. So we're socially distant right now. We had to postpone one of our program days, which will come up at the middle of May. But then there's been a lot of connection with Zoom. So a lot of project team meetings have been going on with Zoom. Every Friday, there's a pop-in, say hello, lunch sort of hour. We were doing that as an option before COVID hit. So if anybody could do, it was a Friday where you could, you know, pop into whatever restaurant, and if your schedule allowed, you could go and kind of meet up. And so we've been doing that on Zoom. Then, you know, just different people have been checking on each other and connecting on our own. And then there's been a lot of our classmates that have been active with COVID based on where they're working. So Bernice King in the King Center, she's been doing a lot of, you know, online programming. We got Raphael Holloway from Gateway Center, which I, you know, talked about before, serving the homeless and unsheltered. And then we have lots of other organizations, people in finance and people in large companies and small businesses. And Ashley Bell from SBA, he's been all over the place right now and giving out information. So my class has been active, very active in different spaces, but we're all still trying to stay together and hoping that at some point we will be able to graduate, but it might be click here to graduate. Click here to, you know, we'll be in the same vein as all of the other high school seniors and college seniors at this point, because, you know, very interesting times.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks, John, for joining us today.
Yes.
Yes, I'm glad I was able to pop in last minute before I go out and get a run in. It's Friday, so to get a good run in today. Well, new month, I need to run 175 miles. I challenge Trinise to do 25 miles for the month. We'll check back in on May 31st.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's solid right there.
That's solid. That's fair.
Get on Nike app, you know, something to track your miles. We got 25 miles for the month, and I think you can do it. That's easy.
Yeah. Because you could do one a day and just be done.
I know. I feel like that's a fair challenge. I mean, that along with my failed, I feel like I need to accomplish something in this. I've been trying to knit that has not been going well. So I need another challenge during our COVID.
You should post that challenge online. That's actually a pretty good one.
You can walk it, Judge.
I mean, you're making me sound like I'm an invalid, like I can't do it. So, I mean,
I think Trinise would get a full 30.
Yeah, she should be able to do 30, yes.
No, I said I think she would. I didn't say she should be able to. So when you say it, it sounds totally different.
It's like, look,
my issue with Trinise is the commitment. It ain't the conditioning, kid.
You are it's you just saying like, that I'm uncommitted? You don't know me.
To that, I will say this.
It is gone.
Did they say, I tried to cut it off because I was like, this isn't going to end.
To your community service, you are on it. You are there. You are 100%. What if I say, you know, go look, 6 o'clock in the morning, let's meet at Stone Mountain. Then we might have some issues. Then it might
you
be
ain't
like,
going
you
to know. Stone Mountain at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, that's a lot. Okay, so how about this? We could make this. We should join in Trinise's, you know, give back to the community with your run challenge, and it could be anybody who wants to support. Does Back on My Feet have an opportunity for where like people can give Trinise money if she runs the mile and then they can give it to Back on My Feet?
I think John should just pay.
I don't know, but I can figure that out.
I think that would be good. So, you know, that could be a challenge for more than just Trinise, but it could be a fundraiser for Back on My Feet for people who are not runners like you, because, you know, you make like $1 million, but like just people who don't like run that often to get moving in the month of May. So you know, hey, you give a dollar for every, hey, I'm collecting a dollar for every mile I run. That's simple. If you go do 25 every, and that's a $25 investment to help.
Let me shift you to that. Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah.
If that, we'll come, we'll reconnect.
We end it on a high note.
Beautiful. Give it back. We're gonna stop right here. Nobody say anything else. Thank you for joining us this week on the Good Work Show. We hope you enjoyed our latest drop-in show. And